Good afternoon, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. The 23rd annual Walk with Grace was held in Crosscut Park in Richland Center last night. Even though rain dampened the pavement, the mood of the crowd stayed warm as it was announced Grace has collected $348,690.46 so far this year. Phil Nee reminded those in attendance any funds collected through the end of August will count toward this year's total. Two $1,000 winners were drawn late in the evening in the Grace raffle. The big winners were Gail Volstead and Rhonda Marish, both of Richland Center. The reading of the luminaries, while the glow from the rows of lighted memorials shone across the surface of the many puddles, fit the spirit of the evening. Symbols of resilience, hope, and support on an evening when conditions refused to cooperate served as a perfect metaphor for the very purpose of grace. Congratulations and thank you to everyone involved in another very strong year. Residents of Boscobel are invited to the second Harvest Mobile Food Distribution on Tuesday, August 18th. The event will be held in the ICC Catholic Church parking lot, beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until all of the food has been distributed. This program is open to everyone and no questions will be asked of those attending. The only information required from participants is the total number of individuals living in their household. For those interested in the specific items being offered, the menu will be made available late on Monday, August 17th. The Riverdale FFA alumni will be sponsoring an event tomorrow night that everyone in attendance will enjoy. Callie Coe, an ag teacher and the FFA advisor for Riverdale.
We are going to be hosting a Dairyland Donkey Baseball show in Muscadet at the JC Park on August 16th, starting at 6 p.m. And it is a family show, a lot of laughs. We're going to have four teams, hopefully, with the Riverdale staff being a team. Our Riverdale FFA chapter, they have to be 16 and older. So our juniors and seniors in FFA are going to participate on a team as well. And then we're also going to have an FFA alumni team. And they will be pitted against each other in a kind of a four-team format as of now.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the gate. Concession stands will be available with food and refreshments throughout the evening. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets, and your biggest cheers for an evening packed with laughs, friendly competition, and community spirit. Be sure to attend and bring the whole family to Dairyland Donkey Baseball tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at JC Park in Muscadet. The Richland Center High School Theater Department will be holding a trivia night and silent auction tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Registration will be held from 6 to 6:30, and trivia gets underway at 7 o'clock. Teams of up to 8 people can participate. Entry fee is $10 per person. During the evening, there will be a silent auction. All money raised from the event will help the RCHS Theater Department fund their upcoming musical production. AJ Clone is a member of the Theater Department.
Drama Club, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, so all proceeds are going straight into putting on Mamma Mia this November for the music department. Everything's done by students, so all the help we can get would be amazing.
All are welcome to be a part of the Richland Center High School Theater Department's Trivia Night and Silent Auction tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, starting at 6 o'clock. The Friends of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway invites everyone to participate in their upcoming potluck and paddle event Saturday, August 22nd. This gathering offers a wonderful opportunity to learn more about the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway while enjoying a day on the water with fellow river enthusiasts. The event starts at 10:45 a.m. at Wintergreen, where guests will set up their potluck dishes. At 11:30 a.m., the program will commence with a series of presentations, including remarks from Flow President Tim Zum, an overview from the Wintergreen Project by Jen Filipiak of the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and a discussion on riverway history led by Mark Cupp of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board. The agenda also features a commemorative ceremony for the Wisconsin Heights battle site with Dave Jeston and Dr. Patrick Young, followed by a talk on mussels, that's M-U-S-S-E-L-S, and drought. The program will conclude with the presentation of the Riverway Champion Awards. After cleanup at 1 p.m., the group will head to the Highway 14 launch for a paddle starting around 2 p.m. For those who prefer not to paddle, there are opportunities to help with shuttling or to assist by capturing photos and videos from the bridge. On the morning of Friday, August 14th, emergency crews responded to a rollover accident involving a pickup truck and a livestock trailer on northbound U.S. Highway 151. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported that the incident occurred shortly after 7 a.m. near Exit 40 in the Mineral Point area. According to the investigation, the crash was caused when a 22-year-old male from Oklahoma fell asleep while driving a 2022 Ford F-250. The vehicle drifted into the median before crossing back over the northbound lanes and rolling over. Both the truck and the trailer eventually came to rest off the roadway. Three people were inside the vehicle when the rollover occurred. All occupants were fortunate to escape with either minor or no injuries, and none required transportation by ambulance to a hospital. A single horse being transported in the trailer also survived the crash with only minor injuries. A large animal veterinarian was called to the scene to provide assistance for the animal. The driver has been issued citations for inattentive driving and child restraint violations. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Mineral Point Police Department, Fire Department, and EMS, as well as Dodgeville EMS. A three-vehicle collision at the intersection of U.S. Highway 61 and County Highway X resulted in several injuries and significant vehicle damage on Wednesday, August 12th. Sheriff Dale McCulloch reports that the incident began when Heather Alexander, 46, of Soldiers Grove, was traveling westbound on County Highway X in a 2015 Dodge Durango. As Alexander attempted to cross U.S. Highway 61, her vehicle struck the driver's side of a southbound 2018 Dodge ProMaster cargo van driven by Jesse Johnson, 36, of Onalaska. The force of the impact caused Johnson's van to overturn and veer into the northbound lane of U.S. 61. There, it collided with a 2023 Ford F-150 operated by 73-year-old Michael Schnobelin of Moline, Illinois. The van ultimately came to rest on its passenger side in a nearby ditch. Medical personnel transported Schnobelin and his four passengers to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Johnson and a passenger in the cargo van also sustained minor injuries during the rollover. Alexander and her passenger were reported to be uninjured. Two of the involved vehicles sustained heavy damage and required towing from the scene. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Soldiers Grove Fire Department, North Crawford Rescue, Okooch Mountain Rescue, and the Crawford County Highway Department. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has taken a decisive stand against what she describes as the Trump administration's attempts to obscure the human cost of the ongoing conflict in Iran. Alongside her colleagues, Baldwin introduced the Honoring the Sacrifices of Our Troops in War Act of 2026, a legislative effort designed to halt the recategorization of combat casualties and ensure that service members receive the recognition and benefits they have earned through their sacrifice. The introduction of this bill follows reports that the Pentagon has moved recent casualties, including four deaths and over 200 injuries, into categories outside of Operation Epic Fury. Senator Baldwin argues that these bureaucratic maneuvers are intended to downplay the severity of the war and evade accountability to the American public. She has been vocal in her criticism, stating that the administration is attempting to pull the wool over the American people's eyes regarding a conflict she views as a reckless war of choice. Central to the legislation are measures that would ban the Secretary of Defense from hiding the true toll of the war. The act prohibits the arbitrary redesignation of ongoing contingency operations when forces remain mobilized against the same enemy. Furthermore, it seeks to prevent the manipulation of casualty records and mandates the restoration of records for Iran-related operations dating back to February 2026. This includes a requirement to notify the next of kin about any such corrections to the official record. Beyond record-keeping, the bill addresses the tangible impact on those serving in the conflict. It specifically bans the modification of eligibility for deployment-related benefits based on false redesignations of contingency operations. by retroactively restoring benefits for both armed service members and civilian personnel supporting Iran-related operations. The legislation aims to provide the respect and financial security Baldwin asserts these heroes deserve. This push for accountability comes as Baldwin continues to highlight cases of inadequate care for injured troops, including Wisconsinites who face delays in screening and treatment for traumatic brain injuries.